Welcome to Lou Marks the Spot, brought to you by yours truly, Lou Marks, bringing sanity and common sense back to America. Right now, America is being destroyed by an organization called Black Lives Matter. If you really want to help Black America, don't look to Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter is the single most divisive and destructive thing in America and the world today. Most Americans do detest the violence that spilled over from the weeks-long protests sparked by the death of George Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis policemen late last month. However, while sympathetic to the legitimate desire to prosecute those responsible, they prefer the orderly processes of law rather than a rush to judgment. In that telling difference of opinion, we gain insight into what has inspired groups exactly like Black Lives Matter and Antifa, both of which either advocate or carry out violence against both the police, the public, and innocent bystanders. Last week, Black Lives Matter spokesperson sought to justify the nationwide looting and burning of persons and property by referencing the Boston Tea Party of December 16, 1773. Total insanity that claims to be taken seriously. Insofar as Americans have for generations looked for guidance to those who want our freedom and independence. But with Black Lives Matter, their argument does not hold up. As every school child knows or should know, although most school children don't even know who Joe Biden is, on that night Americans dressed as Native Americans threw multiple tea chests, 342 to be exact, from three British ships into Boston Harbor, which led to two momentous consequences. First, the British closed down the harbor and Americans rallied to the revolutionary cause. No one was hurt as they refused to pay a tax levied on tea without their consent. How anyone can see a parallel between that highly focused act of defiance 247 years ago and the insane rioting that continues to destroy the property of thousands and has shattered the lives of thousands, if not tens of thousands, is beyond me. And consider this, while we have been subjected for months to soothing public service advertisements on TV urging us to stay indoors, wear masks, and practice social distancing in public, we might have benefited a lot more from thoughtful admonitions to be careful and protect what is dear to us during the seemingly endless rioting. And what about the rioters? They were out in the thousands, tens of thousands, and more. No masks, some masks, mostly no masks. No social distancing, that's okay. Catch COVID from walking out your door, but you can't catch COVID being in the middle of tens of thousands of rioters. It's also helpful to remark that years of fighting the British Army did not result in a reign of terror against those dissenting from the Patriot cause. If you dissent with Black Lives Matter, you're in trouble. Threats, violence, shootings, even worse. In those days, persons loyal to the crown, they just actually moved to Canada. And let's take the French Revolution, which began as a movement to establish a rule of law, all while still retaining the monarchy. It ultimately descended into mass murder. The so-called Committee for Public Safety sought to cleanse French society of all reactionary elements, wound up killing many of its own, and soon was overthrown by Bonaparte. For those of us who work in communities with people from different ethnic backgrounds and who find this experience to be both rewarding and a privilege, we are sincerely deeply frustrated and saddened to see the attack on Western civilization and by extension our Judeo-Christian heritage by certain groups of the radical left during recent and ongoing George Floyd protests. Example, Black Lives Matter, of course. Groups like Antifa and Black Lives Matter are trying to destroy America from the inside. And you know what? It's working. The agenda of Black Lives Matter is far different from the slogan. Black Lives Matter leaders don't care about the black Americans that they are begging to join their cause. They're using the Black Lives Matter as a vehicle to spread their Marxist and communist agenda. They hate America. They hate Donald Trump. And most of all, they hate freedom. They want communist rule, fascist rule. The Black Lives Matter leaders admitted to being trained Marxists, and the goal is to remove Trump. One of them admitted the goal is to destroy freedom. Her father and brother are reported to have been in and out of jail, shaping her intense hatred for police. Another leader traveled to Venezuela to cozy up to and learn from the communist tyrant Maduro. This is Black Lives Matter. They don't care about black lives. They care about destruction of America. Wake up, people. These are the anti-American black life leaders of the communist movement, to topple America. The media won't tell you this, but I'm telling you this. And common sense will tell you this. Your own eyes and ears will tell you this. Watch. Listen. Pay attention. The young, white kids, educated protesters are being manipulated to support a cause that is just a Trojan horse. A powerful tenet of a communist takeover is to erase history and all its references. We've seen it in Russia, Nazi Germany, and many other countries around the world throughout history. America is reeling. Before we could emerge from the fog of COVID-19, we were thrust into the saga of the George Floyd killing and the subsequent unrest. When events like this play out before a nation on video, raw emotion can erupt, and Black Lives Matter certainly use this for their cause. In this case, was amplified by shelter-in-place orders, massive unemployment claims, and small businesses teetering on extinction, many of which are extinct or almost extinct now. Over the past months, we have seen peaceful protests, but also the majority was looting, businesses torched, attacks on police, desecration of some of the nation's most revered memorials. All of this is numbing. Recently, I thought that I had finally turned the corner in my anger over the Floyd killing. I was as angry as anyone. Where do I go from here, I wondered. How do we get something positive out of this? Black Lives doesn't want anything positive, because then the demand shifted. Cries for justice morphed into the fund the police. Police are what's needed the most. We started hearing calls from white Americans to do something to help ease the difficulties blacks are facing. On the surface, this seems good. The intentions definitely are good. Sometimes. The problem is that with no context or reference to what is needed in the black community, and often with few black friends or colleagues to consult, these Americans, from those in corporate America to vocal social media consumers, are throwing support and resources behind the worst possible thing they could do, Black Lives Matter, without considering carefully what the group actually stands for, which is violence, hatred, communism, and Marxism. Black Lives Matter was started in 2013 to shed light on mistreatment of and brutality against blacks by police, but has become a radical left organization now, totally political. The history section of its website, for example, reads, "Black Lives Matter is an ideological and political intervention in a world where black lives are systematically and intentionally targeted for demise." This proclamation is insane and demonstrably untrue. There is no evidence that anyone, including the police and even white supremacists, are killing black people in a targeted campaign. Nor are the numbers of such deaths significant compared with the number of thousands of blacks monthly, annually killed by other blacks. On a weekend, there could be dozens in major cities. Black Lives Matter doesn't care about that. They don't talk about that. Don Lemon on CNN said, "That's not what Black Lives Matter is all about." Then what is it about? They don't even mention George Floyd anymore. They mention hate Trump, overthrow the government, communist rule, Marxist rule, maybe even fascist rule is more like it. Don Lemon's a moron. So is Black Lives Matter. But beyond Black Lives Matter's inflammatory and false rhetoric, there are many important reasons to avoid the group. The Fund the Police is a new rallying cry of the woke, and Black Lives Matter is the leader of this dangerous push. The funding police would make the neighborhoods that activists profess to care about tremendously less safe, enabling the criminals to go out and do what they want. Neighborhoods, how stupid can anybody be? Really, seriously. Neighborhoods with higher than average crime, mostly the black neighborhoods, tend to have many black residents, course, and police offer the only defense from criminals. The funding police puts a disproportionately dangerous burden on the elderly and vulnerable in these neighborhoods. We've seen shootings from 15-year-olds down to 3-year-olds. Horrendous. Business owners would not be able to rely on police protection against destruction in their stores or the place of business. We've seen that too, the torturing of businesses, the destruction of businesses by Antifa and Black Lives Matter. What's this got all got to do with George Floyd or defending the blacks? What does it have to do? They're destroying themselves. They're eating away their own communities. They're self-imploding. But they don't care. Because if they can, as long as they can destroy America, that's all they want. Those promoting the defund the police idea either live in low-crime areas, can afford private security, or are radically misinformed about the nature of crime in the United States, or just want to destroy America. Sad but true. Black Lives Matter was started by three black women, but their stated goal, to achieve equality for blacks, just masks and hides a truly different agenda. In the What We Believe section of the Black Lives Matter site, they highlight the work they do to dismantle cisgender privilege and the desire to disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure. Why would anyone want to do that? A structure that many, including myself and even Kanye West, believe is key to rebuilding black communities. And it is. It's the most important thing. The mission statement mires a message that should be about black lives in a slew of buzzwords and Marxist psychobabble and lies. Not all the sentiments are bad, but none will create positive change in the black community. I've never known of a nonprofit organization more than 2 years old and with national name recognition that posts no financial report on its site and no glowing list of wins. No one knows what happened to the tens of millions of dollars they raised. It's gone, disappeared, into the hands of the leaders, the founders, anarchists. Most charities get donations by pulling at your heartstrings, highlighting all the lives they have touched. The only thing remotely resembling action on Black Lives Matter website is a timeline on the global actions, listing more activism, which is just more violence, on behalf of illegal immigrants. And even this consists mostly of petitions and demonstrations. Unbelievable. Many well-intentioned people want to support the black community, especially now. We need to point them in the right direction. The most vulnerable blacks, the ones most adversely affected by racism, are struggling financially. The best thing that we can do for them is to lift them out of poverty. Defunding the police, dismantling the nuclear family, or focusing on immigration will not accomplish that goal. Does not even come close will make that goal only worse. Donating to charities that uplift and empower black Americans is the best way to make a difference. Mentorship programs, food banks, public health facilities, black-owned businesses, violence prevention programs, educational initiatives. If you want to make a difference in the black community, you have many, many, many good choices. And Black Lives Matter is definitely not one of them. Here's a nice little list. Nurse Karen, who we've seen on television, was fired after calling Black Lives Matter a political trick meant to terrorize. So if you say anything against Black Lives Matter, even just a simple, innocent statement, you're fired. You're gone. Website takes down petition to fire a professor who tweeted white lives don't matter. University then rushes to protect her. Because she is black, she's protected. It's okay. White lives don't matter. You can say that. That stays up. Don't say anything about Black Lives Don't Matter. Well, Black Lives Matter group, a Harvard graduate, insane, young girl, Harvard, threatened to stab the next person on campus who says all lives matter. I'm saying it right now to her, all lives matter. Protesters from the Black Lives Matter movement vandalized and toppled the statue Tuesday right in Madison, Wisconsin, of Colonel Hans Christian Hegg, an immigrant from Norway, who died fighting for the Union against slavery. They don't even know what they're doing. They don't know who these people are. They don't know history. They don't know how to add 1 and 1 equals 2. They're idiots. They're just full of hatred and the desire to destroy America. A top Black Lives Matter activist threat detailing that if they don't get what we want, they will burn down the system and replace it. And that's what they're trying to do. And that's what they will do. Personally, I'm sick and tired of these threats from people I don't even know. Can't stand to hear them anymore. In a recent interview, boxing icon Muhammad Ali's son insisted that his father would have thought the Black Lives Matter movement is filled with a bunch of devils. In the interview published by the New York Post, Muhammad Ali Jr. said his father would not be a fan of Black Lives Matter. My father would have said, they ain't nothing but devils. My father always said, all lives matter. And so would so many other famous black people. And they do. Recently, a graduate student and teaching assistant for the University of Georgia made comments on Facebook that he does not believe are controversial. Some white people may have to die for black communities to be made whole. Huh, that's not controversial. That's okay. That's normal. Some white people may have to die for black communities to be made whole. Why? CNN anchor Chris Cuomo, Clown News Network, another one, buddy of the great Don Lemon, the worst hateful racist there is, confronted the Missouri man who pointed his AR-15 at Black Lives Matter protesters over the weekend, asking him how he feels being portrayed by President Trump as the white resistance to a social justice movement. He was protecting his lives against animals, savages that had come onto private property, were threatening to kill him, his wife, his dog even. This is America. They can't do that, but Black Lives Matter gets away with it. Do you see what's happening? Here's how the United Kingdom Black Lives Matter groups are spending their donations. Same thing, rioting and looting. All across the world, Black Lives Matter protests continue to take place after the death of George Floyd in Minnesota in May. But they don't talk about it anymore. They don't even mention. Now we have a black national anthem. Really? I thought we were all Americans. I don't have a white national anthem. That wouldn't go very good, and personally, I wouldn't want it, and I don't think most people would want it. But now we're going to have a black national anthem? Unbelievable. Worst of all, the killings, 3-year-old children, 7-year-old children, 15-year-old children, and Comrade de Blasio and Cuomo of New York and other Democrats blame everything and everyone else, but they do nothing. And now, they want no more 4th of July. That's because they don't even know or care what it stands for. Destroy America, destroy everything. In a mockery of religion, Black Lives Matter recently called upon white citizens in Bethesda, Maryland, and elsewhere to get down on their knees and apologize for alleged privileges, while others were told to wash black persons' feet in a ritual of repentance for their original sin of racism. What alleged privilege? What privilege? What racism? Maybe hundreds of years ago, people's ancestors, Germany, the people today, the Germans say are not blamed for what Hitler did. Nobody's got to get down on their hands and knees and subjugate themselves to any other human being. They don't wash anyone's feet. There is no original sin. It's insanity. They talk nonsense, psychobabble, lies, and people believe this garbage. And the Democrats and liberals, they just keep promoting it. Because even we saw congressional Democrats take a knee for Floyd while wearing African garb, which was admired by some, but announced as others as cultural appropriation. They didn't even know what it was. They didn't know what country from Africa came from. They don't know where George Floyd came from. They didn't know anything. It's a sham. It's pandering. It's disgusting. Spokesman for Congress of Racial Equality slammed the Black Lives Matter movement. What he sees is hard truths about the group's agenda. They take their instructions, their guidance from the Marxist playbook. He is a black man, and he said to Fox News' Laura Ingraham about the Black Lives Movement this week, look, I'm going to tell some hard truths that people aren't going to want to hear. Well, he'll be banned from television. He'll be harassed and threatened. The children who were slain over this past weekend and the weekends prior included a 3-year-old, was shot in the back while riding in a car with his stepfather in the Austin neighborhood. 13-year-old was struck by gunfire while inside her house. 2 boys, 18, 16, and 17, were gunned down as they were walking home from buying candy in the South Chicago neighborhood. And a 15-year-old boy who was shot in the leg, chest, and abdomen in a drive-by shooting early Monday in the Austin neighborhood. He survived. Where's Black Lives Matter? Not a word. Where's CNN? Not a word. Where's the Democrats? Not a word. Where is anyone? It has nothing to do with George Floyd anymore. They don't care about blacks. This is enough to disgust and make anyone sick. Black Lives Matter doesn't do a thing. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown told the station children in Chicago should not have to worry about walking just blocks from home to buy candy and never returning. Where's the Democrats? Come on, Nancy. Come on, Chuck. Come on, somebody. Do something. Black lives do matter in Chicago, even if they don't matter to the Black Lives Matter political organization and Antifa and to the Democrats and the liberals. But black lives do matter, not just in Chicago, but everywhere. But Black Lives Matter doesn't care. You would never know it from the left-wing propaganda media, which was formerly the national news media, but now are hopelessly dishonest and ideological. But the American people are pro-police. American people, as a rule, 95% are pro-police. Americans also clearly understand the insanity of defunding or even reducing funding for police of a time, and especially at a time of riots, looting, and dramatically increased violence. A recent poll has made clear how wrong the radical left is on the issue of law enforcement, and found that 63% of American adults still regard being a police officer as one of the most important jobs in our country today. This has only dropped 5% in 3 years, despite the hateful rhetoric and Black Lives Matter and the fake news media. People still appreciate the police. Furthermore, 64% are concerned that the current anti-police sentiment will lead to fewer people willing to become police officers. We see that now. And reduce public safety in the community where they live. Police are retiring early. They're not calling in the sick to work. They're not doing what they're supposed to. And who can blame them? Blacks are the most concerned about public safety where they live, 67%, compared to 63% of whites and 65% of other minority Americans. They know what's happening. Black Lives Matter thinks the black people don't know, but they know. Everyone knows. Well, most everyone, except for their pathetic followers. A majority of Americans, 56%, are likely to vote agree with President Trump's statement. Our police have been letting us live in peace, and we want to make sure we don't have any bad actors in there. But 99.9% of them are great, great people, and that's true. When it comes to cutting police budgets, a full 59% are opposed to the idea, and 49% are undecided. The fact is, again, black lives do matter in Chicago. They matter everywhere, even if they don't matter to the Black Lives Matter political organization. We should fight for a criminal justice system that does not tolerate or condone violent crime. That's Black Lives Matter. That's Antifa. We should fight to triple the size of police forces in places like Chicago, not to fund them. We should fight for school choice so that all children can learn enough to get jobs. We should declare all of South Side of Chicago a giant opportunity zone to bring back jobs while punishing violence. We should organize the local churches and synagogues into a program of ending violence and creating opportunity, success, and accountability. Every life matters. And after 89 years of Democratic control in Chicago and the other major cities where the violence is the worst right now in America, it's time for Republicans to extend a helping hand to suffering people in devastated neighborhoods. We all can do that. We must overcome the terrible legacy of destructive Democratic policies and now Black Lives Matter and values in Chicago and other places the Democratic Party has gutted. And the Black Lives Matter has destroyed. And it's time now, right now, before it gets worse, to abolish the Black Lives Matter organization, before America, as we know and love, has finally disappeared.